This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us, and his website is thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Captain John Reagan, I just got off the phone with Sam Bushman. And for those of you who are new to this class, you know, we broadcast from 9 through 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time on Genesis Communications Network. And then the broadcast is played tape delayed on AM, FM radio stations. And it's also played on Republic Broadcasting Network and Liberty News Radio. And Sam Bushman is the owner of Liberty News Radio. And he's been to our farm. I've been to his house. We spend a lot of time together. We talk on the phone a lot. And he's just a good guy. Well, he made national news. He interviewed Donald Trump Jr. And they say the news reports all over the internet are saying that Sam Bushman is a racist. So I was on the phone with him, and he goes, "Hey, they say I'm white, but how do I know for sure? Because Sam Bushman's blind. So to him, white and black, he's never seen colors. So he doesn't know. And they're calling him a racist, which is unbelievably, I guess we could say it's humorous. I've never seen that in Sam Bushman. Never. So I asked Sam if he would come on the air with us on Tuesday, and second hour, Sam Bushman is going to talk about the Donald Trump Jr. interview and the emails and the threats and all that stuff. But he said in his in this piece, he said the interview was incredible. We talked about all kinds of things. In fact, we're going to play the interview back so you can hear it. Okay, people are kind of hinting that they don't want us to play it back. I don't take directions very well from these thugs. And here's the point. Some of the words that that our friends and instructors use, we're starting to use more of the same words. Where have you heard, "I don't take direction very well"? Right here, right, John? I resemble
that remark.
We do here at USA Prepares. I mean, one of the single threads that's common to us is none of us takes direction very well. That's why we're a problem for the establishment. If we don't think it's right, if we don't understand it, unless there's a gun pointed at our heads, we're not going to do it. You know, it's not about money. It's about principle. It's about honesty. It's about integrity. And that's why so many of us don't like the current regime, because they lie and cheat and steal. Just, John, since when has the government ever, before now, since when has the government ever said, if you don't do this, we're going to fine you? I'm talking about Obamacare. Since when has the government made you buy a product? Since when? Since Obama. And auto insurance, right? they want you to have. You don't have to. I mean, you can post a bond. But if you don't buy Obama's insurance plan, you will be fined. And I know a number of people have called me and said that they've received fines from this plague we have in the White House, the golfer and his roommate, the vacationer. Never reelect anyone. Okay, John, where would you like to begin for the second hour?
Well, we were in spy tech, and let's go ahead and finish off the category.
Okay.
Stacking memory. And you may wonder, what the heck does this have to do with anything? And I have to explain the difference between hard disk drives and SSD drives. SSD drives are made out of basically flash memory, similar to what you've got on your USB stick that you store stuff on. And it's much quicker than disk drives. And the reason for that is, even though they're fast, compared to electronics, they're not fast. That drive that has a platter in it's spinning at least 3,600 RPM. Some are spinning 7,200 RPM. They've even got some faster than that. And then the data is written in various tracks, and there's one read-write head on an arm, so it has to position itself to the right track before it can do a read or a write to the disk. Again, in human terms, it's very fast, but in computer terms, it's very slow. And to give you an example, my first job in the Air Force was computer resource utilization analyst. I did computer performance management of all the military airlift commands, mainframe computers. And for the Honeywell computers that we had at the headquarters base, I had good stats on how long it took to execute an instruction in the processor versus how long it took to access a place on disk. And when you do the math, if the processor were geared up to where that process instruction took 1 second, something that we can understand in human terms, then that access to disk would occur a day and a half later. That's why the computers could do multiple jobs at one time, because you don't just do one instruction, you do a lot of instructions, then you have to access more disk, and while that part of the computer is handling that, you can turn your attention to another program. Well, with the SSD drives, all that latency goes away, and it's just a matter of accessing the memory. And with this stacking of the memory, they're going to be able to really expand the capacity. And where this comes into play in spy tech is when they're capturing all this audio and video, they need to store it somewhere. And this is going to give them even better resources to store that and retrieve it quickly. So that's why it's brought up here in spy tech. Now, as far as it goes for your computer, hey, these are great. They really speed up things. Very quick booting time. Used to take minutes is done in seconds. And the good news is, even right now, you can get these for about twice the cost of a hard drive. And with this technology, they said they'll be able to bring it down to where these drives will be less than a rotating disk. So, you can use them, but they're also going to be used against you. And sliding on down.
And that's a huge concern, John. It seems that whenever technology is developed, the government wants to be able to use it against us, and they plot and scheme to figure out how they can spy on us even more. There's no question about it. Everywhere we look, John, even when I do a search, I did a search on a motorcycle back tire. Now, everywhere I... Dennis Kirk. It's a motorcycle supply house. Everywhere I look, I now see Dennis Kirk ads. All I wanted to do was get a back tire for a dirt bike so I could go check the cows. You know, the last one lasted since 1991, and I need a back tire. Everywhere I go, it's Dennis Kirk. Maybe what we should do, John, to fight back is maybe we should use this broadcast and say, okay, let's do that and let's click on their ads and just cost them money because these ads keep popping up everywhere we go. And if we all did it as a group, the bill that they would get from the ad services company would be enough to get them to say, you know what, we got all this ad expense. People are clicking, but they're not buying anything. Maybe we should stop it.
Let me tell you what I've noticed. I use two different browsers most of the time. I go back and forth between Chrome and Firefox. Some things do better in another browser versus the other. And I'll do certain searches in the Firefox because I go through one of the search engines that helps to protect your identity. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that when I've searched on something, actually gone into the site, like Amazon or whatever, and looked at a product, that when I go back to Chrome, those ads that follow you, guess what? Mm-hmm. They followed to a different browser.
Yep. Yeah. Well, let me share something else. So yesterday, I was in the kitchen, and I decided that I was going to get fuel filters. And I found a listing on eBay where a guy was selling a lot of them. A lot means more than one. I'm not talking about, a large number. I'm talking about he was selling them by the lot. And it was about 12 of them. And all 12 of them, one price with shipping included. And they would cost me about $4 a piece, somewhere around $4 a piece. And I thought, that's great. I'm all for it. So I clicked, it was a buy it now. It was not an auction. I clicked, put it in my shopping cart. And I thought, okay, I think there are a couple other things I'd like to get for the farm supplies that we need. And I'll pay for it all at once. Then my son called me and he said, hey, Dad, eBay's having a sale and you can get a percentage off. Well, I didn't get that email from eBay, but he did. And I said, okay, well, tell you what, let me give you this number. And why don't you buy it since you get the discount that I don't think I'm going to get. So I gave him the number. Now, I had it in my shopping cart, and all I had to do was click pay now. He goes, okay, I got it. And he was on the phone with me. And he said, okay, I just bought it. And I said, wait a minute, it's in my shopping cart. Well, he said, yeah, well, it's not yours until you pay for it. So if you think that you've got it in your shopping cart and you're going to pay for it in a little bit and someone else can buy it while it's in your shopping cart on eBay, no kidding. I saw it happen live. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And we're at the financialstateoftheunion.com. John, where do we go from here?
Let's go down to the control section, mile markers. Mm-hmm. And we've had states talk about this. Now we have the Congressional Budget Office suggesting that, perhaps the federal government should start charging people based on how far they drive. And, of course, when you do that, that means you either have to have one of these modern cars that already have, enough technology in them that can pretty easily integrate this. Or if you want to keep your older car, it'll have to be retrofitted with the technology to keep track of your mileage and be able to report in. And this kind of dovetails with the UN Agenda 21, 2030 stuff because they want to get everybody into metro areas because, people outside the metro areas, they can do silly things like raise their own food and be self-sufficient. And it's harder to track them because, lower population density and it's a large area, so it makes it more expensive to do all the surveillance. So, people might resist being forced into the metroplexes, but if it becomes so expensive you can't drive your car, and especially when you're in a rural area and have to go to town, it's and that's not a 2 or 3 mile trip. It'd be so expensive that you can't afford to do that anymore, and you'll be forced into the cities without them passing a law to do so.
Mm-hmm. John, when I go to town, I just get in my pickup truck. You know, I plan the trip. I make sure that I make the journey count. Make sure I have a list. Make sure I check with every member of the family if they need anything. Or, you know, they're certainly invited to come with me. That's how we do it. But I don't take an entourage with me. I don't call all my neighbors and say, hey, I'm going to town. And would you like to, listen, we can leave. We'll all meet at our place, and we'll all go at the same time, and we'll have this little train. But that's what Barry does, right? When Barry goes someplace, there's a whole train of vehicles, armored vehicles that goes with him. Not only that, when he flies someplace, he brings his own vehicles. I saw an image of him in Cuba. He brought his own armored vehicle so he could ride around Cuba. And now we're talking about these Congress thugs want to charge us by the mile, but they're also already charging us for the fuel. We pay state sales tax for the fuel we buy by the gallon, and we pay federal tax for the fuel we buy by the gallon. So we're already paying two taxes. And then the companies that manufacture the fuel are paying taxes. The companies who deliver the fuel are paying taxes. The companies who sell us the fuel are paying taxes. And we're paying taxes on the money that we earn in order to buy the fuel. We've already been taxed a whole bunch of times on that same fuel. And now they want to figure another way out to tax us even more for our travel. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage brought to us by, now who would that be? That would be the Republican and Democrat crime syndicates, right? Isn't that who brings us this?
Yes, you aren't being taxed enough.
Right. And Hillary, who wants to be president, I don't have the exact quote, but she was talking to a foreign dignitary, and she told him, if it moves in the United States, we tax it. If it doesn't move, we regulate it. Now, what's left? Either it moves or it doesn't move, right? I mean, that's it. That's it. And I remember, John, I remember being on the East Coast and them saying in the state, you know, we got this budget shortfall, and so we're going to have to just have a temporary sales tax, which is 0.5%. But it won't be on food. No, because that's a necessity. We're not going to tax necessities with sales tax, just a temporary tax. So from 0.5% all the way to 8%, 9%, it just keeps going. At what point is it going to be over 50% tax? Well, if you add up your income tax and all the other taxes you pay, it's over 50% right now. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, the FinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. You know, John, you're talking about this article with the from the Congressional Budget Office with Chad Shirley. He's the Deputy Assistant Director for Microeconomic Studies. So this guy wants to tax us more, but there's a proposal that says, or actually that we have a draft bill called the VMT, which is the vehicle miles traveled tax. But he says it's not a tax. It's not a tax. These are just ideas in an attempt to make the federal highway spending more productive for the economy. And in that, there are ways of adding more toll booths, taxing us by the mile, and he says it's not a tax. That's one of the things that government is getting more, I won't say more efficient, but they are using they're twisting words. These are taxes, and they're saying, no, they're not taxes. They are taxes. I mean, one of the most dangerous things to do is have toll booths where you've got the traffic flow, and all of a sudden you stop it, and then you start it up again. And there's all kinds of merging and changing lanes, and you know, we can't even seem to paint the bridges, John, but yet we're installing cheese graters. We're doing all the wrong things. The wrong things. And this guy, his suggestion is, well, we can fix it if we just had some more money, right? Isn't that what this is all about?
Yeah, just be thankful we don't get all the government we pay for.
Wow. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Good point.
Speaking of the government getting in our lives, the other article under control, order your supplements now.
Yeah.
We've got a new FDA head, comes from Big Pharma, and there was a change to the law back in 2011 that apparently he's going to start doing surprise inspections of supplement manufacturers. And basically what they've done is to make it to where these manufacturers need to be producing in a facility of pharmaceutical quality. Now, keep in mind that, the pharmaceutical industry kills tens of thousands of people a year, and occasionally they do get a fine, but it, you know, hardly even makes a tick on the profit and loss. And at the same time, the government will send in SWAT teams to a farmer that's selling natural milk, and right. Nobody gets hurt. You know, don't try to make logic out of it. It's the government.
And John, you're speaking of as someone who has seen the government in action firsthand, working at the Pentagon. You saw it.
Then it was kind of tame.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wonder what... Well, I saw the local sheriff's deputy car about midnight in our little town. There's an intersection. There's a gas station. This is just outside the town. There's a gas station. There's a church. And so this cop was in the intersection at night, about midnight. Lights off, hiding in this parking lot, watching the cars go by. What's he doing? I mean, what's he looking for? These guys are sneaky. And they're trained to be sneaky. I think they take naturally sneaky people and train them to be more sneaky. And then give them a gun to even allow the threats that they pose, to further allow their sneakiness. It's disgusting. You know, if I went to that church parking lot at midnight, just pulled my truck in there and just watched the cars go by, I'm sure the cops would show up and say, "What are you doing?" I said, "Hey, I saw you guys doing this a couple days ago. I thought it must be a good thing to do, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. So I'm just following your lead." They probably say, "Take a hike, keep moving. You're on private property. You can't just park here in the middle of the night." That's what they do. But John, the more I see, the more outraged I get. So I think the plan is to just go over and visit these cops when we see them. I had a trailer hooked up to my truck, and it wasn't convenient for me to do it. Or I would have pulled over and said, "Hey, what are you doing? I just want to make sure my money's being spent well. So what are you doing here?" That's what I think we need to do. I think we need to visit these cops. And if there are four or five of you, you know, traveling together, it'd be good to have you all visit and, you know, video this thing, this encounter with them. We need to start saying no more. And it's working. It is working. Because Orscheln is now a nice place to go in Marshfield, Missouri. Because they got rid of, they cleaned house. They got rid of the employees that weren't doing a good job. And I think if enough of us start raising concerns and explaining to management why we're not going to shop there and what, you know, I presented solutions. I said, here's what you guys are doing wrong. Here's the problems I have with doing business here. And here are the suggestions I have to fix it. And if you fix it, I'll come back. I complained that they took the 5% discount away, you know, for loyalty shoppers. And I talked to the manager and I said, well, why don't you have it? And he said, well, corporate took it away. I said, okay. So why don't you reinstate it? He said, well, that's the corporate thing. I said, well, why don't you just do it anyway? You know what? They now offer 5%. If you're a senior citizen, you come in on Tuesday, you get 5% off. He did it. He did it. And I don't know if he got corporate permission or not, but it encouraged me to come back. Back to you.
There's a number of things we didn't get to the week prior either. And this is in the spy tech and control areas. And under control, there's a link called edit and delete. And this is scientists have figured out how to delete and edit memories. Isn't that sweet?
It's an outrage. It's an outrage. Well, I mean, I'm sure they say, well, you know, for those who've had a bad experience, we'll just delete that bad experience and everybody will be happy.
So once they get that into full gear, you won't even be able to trust your own memories.
Right. And what about creating these super soldiers? And, okay, here, there's a bad village over there, and these guys are preparedness-minded, and we can't have that because, you know, they're storing food, and they think they're special, and they want to, instead of going on vacations like we're supposed to, they're taking those funds, and they're buying extra food and seeds, and they're growing gardens, and we can't be having that, so go wipe out that village. These guys say, okay. If that's what I'm supposed to do. You say they're bad villagers. Oh, yes, sir, right away, sir. And they go wipe out the village, and they come back for reprogramming, and they get their memories deleted. What village? I don't even know about it. Right? That's what we're talking about, isn't it, John?
Yeah, and if that's not bad enough, the next one, altering behavior. You got University of Virginia scientists. Use synthetic gene and magnets to alter the behavior of mice and fish. So if they're successful in upgrading that to humans, guess what? With you know, some gene technology, remember CRISPR that we've talked about, and magnets, they can alter behavior then. Wouldn't that be great for super soldiers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why? Why are we so interested in destroying things? Why is that? You know, if you look at some of what Adolf Hitler did, he wanted to build his country up. What if we wanted to build our country up? I'm not talking about build up for the lead up to war. What if we just wanted to have excellence in manufacturing, excellence in electronics, excellence in getting along with each other, neighborhoods that, where everybody kind of got along and it wasn't me first? John, I was talking to Joey last night, and I said, Joey, you know those magnets on a telescoping small wand that, you know, if you drop something, you know, you're working on an engine and you drop a nut or a bolt or something and you got to get it and it's really hard to reach it. Well, mechanics have these, they're about the size of a Bic pen, and they would telescope out to maybe 2.5 feet. And there's a magnet, really strong magnet on the end. And just take this wand and you can grab that nut or bolt or screw or wrench or socket or whatever you drop. And you can fish it out with this magnet. It's a really handy thing. Well, there's a new use for that type of device. Except it's got this adapter on the end where you can put your cell phone. And there's a video of the cherry blossoms in Washington. So people are, if you want to go see the cherry blossoms, what you will encounter is people taking selfies. They're walking around with the phones, their cell phones, on the end of these extendable wands. And they're taking pictures of themselves and videos of themselves. What kind of a nut wants to take pictures of themselves? And I said to Joey, hey, Joey, listen, I just took a picture of myself. Let me send it to you. I mean, what kind of vanity is that where we're so concerned with how we look and what we've done and where we've been and where we're going? And this is crazy. How about doing something productive instead of me first? And that's where we've gone. And I was talking with our son in the kitchen yesterday. He said, Dad, you know, if you look at these sci-fi movies, science fiction, he said that when technology leads to collapse. When people get so dependent on technology they can't think, it leads to civilizations collapsing. John, isn't that what's happening around us? Didn't Bill Gates partially engineer where we are with the PC? And Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak of Apple? And then we have, you know, the iPhone and the tracking. And now we can't even add, subtract, multiply, divide, spell, read, communicate, sit at the table and have dinner. John, it's all your fault. I don't know how you did it, but you hit my buttons today. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, I just got off the phone with a fuel oil company. Fuel oil, I'm talking about farm fuel, which would be used in tractors, off-road fuel, was $1.45 a couple weeks ago. Now it's $1.57. And in other places near us, 20 miles away, it's $1.69. And so Monday, first of all, I'm talking about fuel prices going up. The second thing I'd like to talk about, maybe Monday we could spend about 5 or 10 minutes on farm economy. You know, so when you think about farming, let's talk about what it takes and the investment that it takes. And so some people may think farmers are really, really wealthy and they've got all these cows and, you know, but what happens when 20 cows die? You just lost $16,000 easily, you know, overnight. And that's hard to replace. So if we can, let's talk a little bit about that on Monday. Back to you.
No, I don't always have button pushers, but when I do, I save them for the last segment.
I know.
This week's button pushers, there's two of them. One, DARPA will pay you up to $130,000 to turn fridges and vacuums into deadly weapons. And the other, new police radar gun can catch people who text while driving.
Let's talk about DARPA. That's out of control, absolutely out of control.
What Dr. Miller and I both say is, you know, there's all this technology that could be used or has some applications that can be used to help people. But what our government does is it finds out ways of weaponizing it. And in this case, they're wanting to take common objects, turn them into weapons that can be used against our enemies, which, you know, include people like those that believe in the Constitution.
Why would anyone want to buy products from U.S. companies that are involved in this spy technology, or foreign companies, like the television manufacturers that have put cameras and microphones in their televisions? Someone has to explain to me why we need a camera in a television, because I don't understand. And why do we need a microphone in a television? Because I don't understand. And why do we need a television screen on the face, the skin of the door of a refrigerator? Why do we need that? Why would we need a television on a refrigerator? That makes no sense to me.
Well, the refrigerator, keeps track of what's in the fridge, too.
Yeah.
Total control.
Yeah, and how long it's been. Yeah. And who's watching this? Who has the time, or the inclination, or the desire to watch what's being put in your refrigerator, taken out of your refrigerator, how many times the door is open? Now, I can understand a refrigerator manufacturer saying, you know what, let's see how long this hinge lasts. Let's see how long the hinge lasts. Let's see how long the gasket lasts. Let's see the additional cycle time of opening the refrigerator. Let's do some, quality assurance. Let's do some research on how to make our compressors last longer, how to drive the energy cost down. I can understand that. But what I can't understand is the spying on us. What kind of sick minds would be interested in what we're eating?
Well, you see, you have to control the food supply. And it's like I say, once we get to the other side, if technology is still in place, then they don't want you to be able to barter. And, of course, the big thing in barter is trying to get food. They want to know exactly where all the food is. And if you have unaccounted for food, you could get in trouble.
I wonder what the mayors and the governors' houses are going to be like during that period. Are they going to be guarded so that, maybe the villagers can't visit them? Well, I wonder what that's going to be like. I have a feeling we're going to be able to know the answer to that during our lifetimes. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. And class, if you want some seeds, I still have a few packets of seeds left. Sunday's stamped, self-addressed envelope to Vincent Finelli, P.O. Box 99, Grove Spring, Mo, 65662. Grove Spring, G-R-O-V-E-S-P-R-I-N-G, Missouri. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. And build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.